USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930. 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.